You may have caught a story we did earlier this year about the world of solo travel for women. We had heaps of terrific listener responses to the conversation with your own stories of the delights and challenges of travelling alone as a woman. Mandy Rowe is the founder of Broads Abroad. It's a travel network aimed specifically at women where hosts borrow from the Bedouin tradition of providing shelter and food for travellers for 3 nights. And Mandy joins us down the line now. Mandy, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Michael, thanks for having me.
So you founded this out of your own home in Gippsland, Victoria. What inspired you to set up a network like this?
Look, I'd been very lucky to live around the world through my husband's work. I lived in Saudi Arabia for 7 years and England for 2 years, and made many contacts, a great network of women around the world, to the point, I guess, if I travelled, I'd have a bed to stay in somewhere in the world. So just the fact that the internet has sort of come to the fore, how wonderful, and we were able to build a wonderful website for Broads Abroad's travel network, so women go on to that, and if they're travelling, say, to New York or London or Barcelona or even Fez in Morocco, they jump on the website and see if there's a local lady that may be able to host them for 1 or 2 days.
I love it. You're the first person I've spoken to in ages who said 3 cheers for the internet in a way that clearly wasn't ironic. This is a valuable tool.
But this couldn't have happened 10 years ago. The community, my virtual community, is global. So I talk to women all around the world all day.
Well, that is a pretty good thing. So tell us about the mechanics of it. How does it work?
Well, the first thing they need to do is go to the website, which is www.broadsabroad.net, and you can join there. And we have a bit of a security process because I sort of talked to women before the website was launched, and it is sort of seeming to attract more the 50-plus demographic, I guess. And we were a little bit concerned about security. So when women join, we do ask them for some form of ID, for example, like an electricity bill, so we can see the residence or the address where they may host the other member, who we call abroad. And once they do that and I verify them and verify their address, then they've got free access to, I guess, surf the website looking for broads around the world.
I love the idea behind it. I also love that you sound like you're Humphrey Bogart every time you refer to women as broads. That's it's nice to bring a bit of that back.
It was slightly controversial coming up with that name, but I think I've won people over, and most people go, wow, that's fantastic, especially the men, actually. Yeah. They love it.
Who doesn't want to be abroad at heart? It's a nice idea. So what's wrong with some of the travel experiences that have been available for solo women travellers in the past? Why does a network like this have such kind of take-up?
Oh, gosh, you know, I'll just give you an example. In July, I went to Vancouver and I arrived and I walked out of the airport and there was a woman there with an orange scarf because our signature colour is orange, who I didn't know, but we connected through Broads Abroad, and she picked me up and she took me to Queen Elizabeth Park for a beautiful walk for an hour or so. And that evening I went to a birthday party. Now, I think I'd rather do that than sit in a hotel room on my own for, when I'm travelling to Vancouver. So I guess that's the nice thing. You sort of end up having a more local experience or a more authentic experience. And I guess some women like the idea of maybe organised tours and what have you, but I do think there's a group of women, a strong demographic, that sort of like to do things at their own pace or do their own research and happy to potter through the back streets of their own. But how nice to potter through the back streets of your own with possibly a local.
Why do you think it's older women in particular who are taking this up?
Yeah, look, that's a good question. I think the kids have sort of grown up and left home. I think they've got a little bit more freedom with the fact that they're not having to sort of run kids to school or make school lunches or what have you. And I think a number of women joining Broads of Broads have always had this dream of travel and not quite been sort of known how to tackle it. And some of them are joining and going, this is lovely. You know, I'm going to Fez in Morocco in 6 months' time, or Cappadocia in Turkey. We have a woman there with a cave house. And how wonderful, I can go and stay with a lady with a beautiful bedroom overlooking the hills of Cappadocia. So I guess we get to that point in our lives too, where I think networking, it's really important in all the sort of phases of our development, but you've got a group of like-minded women around the world that are really open and embracing the concept. How lovely to walk into the warmth of a home with possibly a beautifully cooked meal and good conversation.
There is something very intimate about opening up your own home to strangers, though. I mean, do you get a lot of resistance to that? I understand that you can join the network and, you know, meet people and show them the sights rather than just let them into your house.
That's right. Look, some women, because of they may not have a two-bedroom place, they might only be able to provide, I shouldn't say only, but they can meet up with a broad and take that broad sort of sightseeing or have a cup of coffee together or go to an art gallery or something. So, yes, it is. Some women are able to host, but other women don't have that facility, but they're really happy to even just picking up a broad from the airport and taking her to her accommodation is a wonderful gift at the end of a long flight.
Presumably language can pose a bit of a barrier here. I mean, is it at this stage a predominantly Anglosphere project?
That's a good question. Even though we've got broads all around the world, for example, I mentioned there's a broad in Cappadocia in Turkey, where she's a retired lawyer from San Francisco. And the girl that has a palace in Fez in Morocco is a German girl who, I think she speaks about three languages. So I guess at this point it's mainly sort of English-speaking girls that are taking up the idea of hosting other women.
Having launched it, you've tested the concept yourself. You've stayed at someone's house as part of the network. Tell me what the experience was like.
Well, I did. I went on a bit of a tour to America and Canada this year, and the first leg was 4 days in New Orleans, and I met up with a broad there, and look, it was just fantastic. Look, I was there 5 minutes, and then we were down Frenchman Street and got home at midnight, and then she had all these wonderful things planned for me. And then I think the last night we ended up at her local sort of pub, which she and many of her friends had been frequenting for probably 30 years. So here I was 4 days later with this tiny group of people, and it was just very hard to leave New Orleans because it's a really groovy place. And then when I went to Vancouver, I had a number of days there and went across to Victoria and stayed with a broad there. And the next morning she took me whale watching. And then, bless her soul, she got up at 4:30 the following morning because I had to get a flight to San Francisco. And I said, no, I'll get a taxi. You've been so generous with your time. But she said, no, she insisted. She drove me to the airport and put me on the plane.
That's a pretty robust network there. A lift to the airport is beyond the pale.
Oh, I know, especially at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe you accept it. It's so cruel. Have you had negative experiences in the network rolling it out? Have you had moments where your faith in people's good nature was misplaced or it was harder than you thought?
Yeah, that's another good question because, and I think we've sort of put that guideline in place. When I lived in Saudi Arabia, the Bedouins have this philosophy, a three-day philosophy, where they give unconditional hospitality for 3 days. So I really emphasise that with the network. I think that's really important for both sides to know that. I guess that could be a little bit open to abuse, and that does concern me because I guess the essence, the network is not about free accommodation. The network is about women connecting with other women around the world. It's about a community and it's about values. So I think if people look at it and go, oh, I want to join because it's a free bed, I don't really think it's the organisation for them. I think you join because you want to be part of this growing community of women, and we have a great private Facebook forum and people are talking on it, and I can just see every day the community is just growing and growing. So I guess, and I don't think they like the idea that if someone just turns up and says, look, I really don't want to talk very much, it's just a free bed. I guess that's going to be something we'll work through in the next few years.
Do you know where that Bedouin tradition of the three-day thing comes from? What's the thinking behind it? Is that the limit to anyone's natural hospitality?
Well, historically, the Bedouins lived in the desert, so I think that's probably about all they could afford in terms of food and water and shelter. And after that, the people were required to leave. And I guess it had something to do with survival.
And so those stories that you've gathered on the Facebook page and the way in which the network talks to itself and each other afterwards, is that something that you're kind of gathering as a secondary benefit of the network? Are you sharing those stories with others?
Very much so. We've just started a blog that's annexed to Broads Abroad's Travel Network, and now I'm asking the women in the network to give me their stories, again, creating that real sense of community amongst that group of women.
Mandy, you may have created a monster. I don't believe for a second that you would take a break and put your feet up, but it's been great to talk to you today.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Mandy Rowe. She's the founder of the Broads Abroad Travel Network, and definitely a broad or a dame or some such thing. There'll be a link to that blog up on the Blueprint for Living part of the RN website. And get on there. Tell us your own stories and share them with Mandy and her network. You're listening to Blueprint for Living here on RN.